So this is Ann Schuster. I'm a candidate for Benton County Commissioner. I'm presently on the school board and also on OSBA board, which is the Oregon School Board Association, so the state board. And I am on other committees. I do a lot of volunteer work in Benton County.
What makes you most qualified for the position of Benton County Commissioner?
I think being on this, I've been on the Corvallis School Board for 8 years, and I was chair for 4 of those years. And I found that being chair was very different than being a board member, because you have to work closely with the superintendent and her executive staff, and really get to know the basic operations and all the things that happen within the school district. I'll turn that off. It's just much more intense. I think that really has helped me, because you get to know all the nitty gritty details of running a large organization. The school district has the budget isn't quite the size of Benton County, but we do have more employees, so it's they're both large organizations, both have budgets, large budgets, both have bargaining with their unions. They we do policy work, we do public hearings, so quasi judicial as per county, just a lot of things in common, so that I feel like many of the responsibilities of county commissioner are not that different. You know, community relations, doing public forums, hearing public input, a lot of commonalities. Although, of course, the county is a whole different level of learning. About the jail, about public works and all that involves the parks and areas. So although I've had a lot of experience with sustainability also, which ties into a lot of what the county's doing, because they have a fine sustainability policy, which is just being renewed and upgraded. They do a lot of conservation work, so many of the things that I learned and worked on in sustainability efforts are also very familiar when I look at the county.
What do you feel is the biggest issue currently in Benton County right now that voters are considering going into this next election?
That voters are considering. We've had a couple forums, and my colleagues have said budget. And, of course, budget is huge. You have to live within your means. You have to do what you can and make cuts and prioritize. But once you have the dollars, to me, one of the most concerning things is public health and mental health, because In our schools, we've seen a huge upswing in youth suicides. That's on concern to a lot of folks, and mental health issues. That's also a concern with adults in the county. People bounce from the ER to the jail and back and forth, and we just don't have the bandwidth to deal with all these issues, and I think that's just going to have to be a real focus in the future, and with the Benton County Health Department, but also in collaboration with many of our community partners. I started a youth mental health coalition about a year ago, and we do partner with a lot of folks, and now we're strong partners with Benton County, and we're increasing our our bandwidth to include young children, youth, OSU. We're partnering with OSU to help deal with some of the issues of those adolescents, and then adults. So we're trying to bridge the continuum at this point. There's a homeless issue, and those folks tend to have mental health issues. I think it's just become a very pervasive issue for a lot of realms within our community and a lot of folks in our community. So I think it resonates at many levels.
What would you do about the Benton County Jail?
Well, you know, the commissioners are working to contract with a public relations firm from Eugene to help with the educational process for county residents to understand what the issues are. And there's been a lot of pushback, or not a lot, but enough, some pushback that's a concern that they're spending dollars for this. I think we do need a new jail. I really believe in our responsibility is to keep up our facilities within the county, and that jail is much older than it was ever expected to be. I think it's 35 years old and was supposed to last for 10. It's too small. We send a lot of dollars out to Yamhill and Polk counties because we rent jail beds from them. It doesn't feel safe. If you go down and you tour the jail, it just doesn't feel like a real safe place for our deputies. And, you know, we want to keep the citizens, the deputies safe, the staff safe, as well as our citizens. So, and by shipping folks off to other counties, that's not good. That's not responsible to the inmates, because their families don't live there, and so it really helps with rehabilitation if their families can get involved. And if they're isolated in another county and their families can't get there, then that's a problem. So honestly, we have to keep up all of our facilities. We need a new public health building. The courthouse needs some seismic upgrades. So it's not just that we need a new jail. And, you know, I have other thoughts along those lines. I'd love to see some sort of facility for the folks who struggle with transition and with mental health. There are so many times we hear we have no place to send these people. So, and you don't want to send them to the jail, but wouldn't it be great to have someplace where they could be housed and protected and helped? So I think it's the jail is important, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. It's truly our responsibility to keep up our facilities. That's, I think, part of our charge.
Your pitch that separates you from everybody else to be a Benton County Commissioner, strengths and things that you want to focus on, maybe including what we talked about or something that we didn't talk about so far. And I'll just let you take the floor and, like I said, take as much time as you need, all right?
Okay. I have spoken about the mental health issue. I think that does distinguish me from my opponents, because I see the need there, and I realize how much work needs to be done. And I've been around to all the department heads in the county and spoken with them. I've met with so many community leaders and folks in the community to see what the issues are, what the concerns are, and aside from the mental health area, I see a real problem with agriculture and the future of ag. We have farmers who are getting of retirement age, and they don't have anyone to succeed them. So succession is a huge issue. I would love to see some sort of program put in place in collaboration with OSU Extension and other entities to teach. There are so many young people who would love to go into farming, and it would be great to to have a some sort of program where we teach them and help them and mentor them and perhaps provide a source of land where they should have some starter farms and maybe some equipment and also would have to supply water. And there are, I did talk to somebody in the county, and there was something available in South Benton. So it's not impossible. So I think that's a huge need. Let's see, what else? I think in terms of economic development, another thing I would love to see, there's a huge food movement happening here, and local food movement, and I would love to see some sort of facility with a kitchen and processing and storage capability where people could process whatever products that they've grown or made, and they can store them and perhaps market them at this location. And another need we have is for a local slaughterhouse. We've got a lot of folks raising sustainable meat, but they have to travel, and the animals have to travel quite a distance to be slaughtered and processed, and which goes in the face of raising them sustainably because it's very stressful to them. So I would love to see something like that also happen. So I have, you know, just a lot of ideas about things that could happen in the county, and have to answer some of these needs that I see as I travel around. I'm very collaborative. I bring people together, and and different agencies and people together so that we can talk and try and resolve some of these difficult problems that we have in the community. I listen to people. I really do care about this county and about the people in it, and I like to chat and hear what people's interests and concerns are and how they can help and how we can help them. So I think that's...
Thanks, and have a good afternoon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.